100 years ago this week, Queensland became the first Australian state to abolish the death penalty. The centenary was marked with a commemoration event held at Queensland Parliament House on Monday, where speakers from around the world discussed past and current issues with the death penalty. Calvin Lee was at the event and asked Chair of Capital Punishment Justice Project Stephen Kyam, SC, what the centenary means for Queensland.
The thing about the abolition of the death penalty in Queensland in 1922 is that it was the first jurisdiction in the British Empire to do it. So it was an extraordinary step. And at about the same time, the New South Wales Labor movement was planning to abolish in New South Wales, but that became unstuck and didn't occur for another couple of decades. So it is a massive achievement. It's difficult to know what was the driving factor. Perhaps it was poor Irish Catholics represented by the Labor Party. Perhaps it was just because it was possible, because earlier in 1922 they had abolished the Legislative Council. So for the first time, a Labor government was able to put into effect its policies without having to get past a Conservative Legislative Council, and so it might have just been a range of measures. Albert Camus was a great campaigner against the death penalty, and he died in the car accident, I think, in 1960. So he didn't see it in his lifetime. And somebody else wrote, if there's anything really worth fighting for, it'll never be achieved in your lifetime. So it was certainly true of Camus and capital punishment.
But for Australia, that's obviously in the past. There's never any talk with progressive politicians about...
Well, as Malcolm McMillan just said in that last session, there was a select committee on crime and punishment in 1974 in which the Conservative members, but not Bill Hewitt, a Liberal, and not Mike O'Hearn, a National Party person, who wanted to report that the death penalty should be restored. And those two, very progressive members of the governing party, made sure that the committee didn't report in that way. So I think it's true to say that no bad idea is ever dead. Things can rear their ugly heads when you least expect it. And a campaign for reintroduction is likely to arise in the context of a horrific crime that has captured the public's imagination, and that's of course the worst time that you can be putting forward rational arguments about it not being shown to be a unique deterrence. All of the rational arguments which I think so much favour not using the death penalty are just that much harder to make when there's a raging emotional debate going on.
Some of the countries who still have the death penalty are very friendly to Australia. Is there anything that we should be doing to, you know, influence their keeping?
Yeah, the interesting thing about the death penalty is that on the one hand, it looks like a progressive journey towards abolition in the whole world. There's 108 abolitionist countries and 54 extra countries with long-term moratoriums. So, you know, over 150 are against the death penalty at the moment. And so you think that's really terrific. But if you take the countries that still have the death penalty, if you take the United States, Japan, China, Indonesia, which I think has got the fourth biggest population in the world, Singapore, Thailand, now Myanmar, but then the countries like Pakistan, Iraq, Iran, Saudi Arabia and Egypt, much more than half the population of the world is subject to the death penalty as domestic laws. So to really feel like we're making progress, we have to crack some big obstacles. But I think one of the areas that concerns us as Capital Punishment Justice Project is Singapore, which, as I said to you earlier, is carrying out executions. They've got this very hardline policy. I mean, the use of drugs and involvement in drugs as a basis for capital punishment just has the effect that you end up hanging the victims of the drug penalty, because couriers and long-term drug addicts are often the same people. They're desperate people, they're vulnerable people. It's a country where we should keep on trying to persuade them, and we should try and do it at every level. We should try and do it government to government. We should try and do it lawyer to lawyer, bar association to bar association, commercial trader to commercial trader. We really should try and persuade Singapore that if they really want to be accepted as the new London, as a centre of commercial trade, of the centre of all that's civilised and respectable, then using the death penalty is something that they cannot do if they want to achieve that status.
Chair of the Capital Punishment Justice Project, Stephen Kyam, SC, speaking there with Calvin Lee at Parliament House, Brisbane.